Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
What's up, guys? Nate Van Auken here. Monday, September 25th. And I know, yep, at the end of the tunnel, I know there is no UFC coming up this weekend. I know I can feel it already. But guys, let's enjoy this Monday, all right? Let's enjoy. We just had a great UFC event. We have a really, really cool week this week. And yeah, maybe this weekend we'll have a little break. Let's have a little weekend. Football's back. Guys, I'm coaching soccer. Just had a great Saturday with the team. My son scored a goal. So let's enjoy the family this weekend. And then we'll come back next weekend. Guys, we have the Grant Dawson week coming up. It is what it is, guys. We're a huge Grant Dawson. L. Dawson, part of the Fight Bananas family, part of Ben and Bananas every Wednesday night. We have the own podcast underneath the banner. She's on our YouTube channel. She's on our socials. She's on our IG, the great L. Dawson. So huge week upon us in the next 10, 12 days. But a lot to get into, guys. We do it every week now. I love doing this. 10 minutes. It's on our YouTube channel. We're really trying to boost up our YouTube. Biggest topic in all of MMA. I kind of zigzagged this weekend. Maybe not a lot of people think it's the biggest topic. I go there. I don't want to spoil it. So it's a... You just have to trust me. It's a big one. It's a fun one. I'll get into it in 2 minutes. I'm just going to kind of clean up some things and Fight Bananas land. And then we'll get into my 10-minute rant. And then we'll go with it. But guys, Wednesday night, huge, huge Ben and Bananas. Like I said, no UFC this weekend. But next weekend, Grant Dawson versus Bobby Green, UFC Vegas 80. So we have one half of that main event. We have Grant Dawson coming on Ben and Bananas. So there's not a UFC to break down. There's not a UFC to bet on this weekend. So we are going to do what we love to do with Grant is we're going to break a UFC card box. And this is a good one. I think I got it right here. It's Prism, UFC Prism. They're legit cards. They're really nice. They're really high-end cards. I want a jersey card. I'm still like looking for one of those rare one-of-one jersey or signed cards. So hoping we're getting one this Wednesday night. It's on Millions. It's on our YouTube channel. So make sure Wednesday night around 9 p.m. Eastern time, Grant Dawson, myself, his wife, Elle, will be on the chat with us. Ryan, the Cornman Quinn, will be on the show with us. So a huge Wednesday night in store. Cannot wait. And then, we'll kind of talk about it. We have a couple of days. I think we're going to have a show with Julian the Savage Robertson this week and so much more. And then, yeah, the guys, like I said, enjoy the weekend. No UFC. It's the first one, I think, since May. Then they get on a little run. Dawson and Bobby Green, Yusuf and Edson Barbosa. Then a humongous pay-per-view on the 21st. It's that Makhachev Oliveira, 2 p.m. Eastern, guys. Right during smack during the day. So make sure you tell your wife, your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Start telling people. But tomorrow night, guys, Tuesday night contender series. Make sure you check out the post-fight show with our girl Bree Eckhart. That's Tuesday night. So much, man. Jonathan's killing it in our post-fight shows on Saturdays. Hopefully, we have Blake back on the post-show. Man, the team is on fire. The absolute team is on fire. But, guys, just want to clear that up. Wednesday night, Grant Dawson's on Ben and Bananas. Cannot wait to talk to him. I think that's it. I think we did the thing. All right. Here's my rant. 10 minutes. I am going to give.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Mintosh Gamrot, his flowers. Here we go. Dave Van Auken. We'll talk to you guys soon. I will talk to you guys Wednesday night. What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken back with Fight Bananas. Every week, another topic, the biggest topic in all of MMA, and we're going into it. A lot of things I could lead into, but I like this one. I like this one. I'm running with it. You know, when everyone zigs, I like to zag, so we're going with it, guys. UFC Vegas 79, the main event winner, Mintosh Gamrot, right? He defeated Rafael Fiziev, TKO. That's how you see it. Everyone's a little upset. Doctor stoppage, you know, that they're saying Rafael Fiziev looks like he blew out his ACL. I don't know if that's exactly determined. That's what we see on the X, right? That's what we see on Twitter, also known as X now. But, man, what is my Bart doing? We're going low, but we're making it happen. We're making it happen. I want to go into it. I think right now, since Saturday night until, you know, we're midday Monday right now, guys, and I've been hearing a lot of things, and it seems like it's all kind of negative towards Mintosh Gamrot, and like how he, you know, lost the first round, and who knows what would have happened in the fight, and wasn't maybe going his way, and you know, Fiziev was going to win that fight, and he shouldn't have celebrated after the win, and so on and so on, right? Like, that's the synopsis I've been hearing through multiple podcasts and MMA media and those channels, like, and through socials and stuff of that nature. And like I said, guys, I'm going the exact opposite. First and foremost, a win's a win. Like, a win's a win, guys. In any sport, I got a couple football analogies that I will take this, but a win is a win. They locked that steel cage, that octagon, and those are two of the top 10 lightweights on this planet. And at the end of the day, the referee stopped it. You know, Joe Martinez called Gamrot's name. Gamrot gets the win bonus. Gamrot keeps moving forward. So, like, for him not to, you guys are trying to clown on him for celebrating, a win's a win. And let me take it back to where I really think he deserves a lot more credit than he's even being a stoned upon right now is, I don't know if you guys seen the video, and go check it back out. It's on socials. It's 2023. You guys can see anything now, right? And at the end of round one, let's be honest, Fiziev is the better striker, the kickboxer, and all of that nature. And we all know Mintosh Gamrot is the grappler, the wrestler. He's going to try to take Fiziev down for 25 minutes. And I thought the first round was phenomenal, by the way. And I even tweeted about how I thought that the guys, this fight was going to be a fight of the year candidate. Just both of them are so explosive. They're so high level. They're just so fast. It's just like there's no wasted space. We're seeing high level mixed martial arts at its best. And that's what you expect in a main event in the UFC. But even them two, I just felt like, I don't know, at least through me, I'm watching 6 minutes, 7 minutes of the fight. And I'm like, ooh, this is good, guys. This is going to be great. But back to where I was going with it. At the end of the first round, Gamrot gets a single leg. And Fiziev, he could have won where a lot of mixed martial artists, when they get single leg, they get taken down. They get put on their back and they start to try to, you know, get back up, or they get, you know, they don't want to get submitted at the end of the round, or they don't want to lose the round. But Rafael Fiziev, the dynamite athlete that he is, guys, it was 9 steps. I just rewatched it. He, on his left leg, knee, the one that he blew out, I'm telling you guys, go watch this video, and the doctor thinks this is where it happens. He hops super violently, aggressively, because Gamrot is single-legging him, trying to get this takedown, and Fiziev is hopping around the octagon in a wrath. Like, he does not want to get taken down. One, the game plan. He doesn't want to get taken down. Two, He's winning so far the first round. He doesn't want to lose the round, probably a very pivotal round in Fazeev and his coach's mind. And three, like I said, he doesn't want to get taken down. He doesn't want to get beaten up towards the end of the round. And who knows? He doesn't. Maybe he feels like he'll get submitted. So at all costs, his coaches or whatever, he goes, hey, Rafael, don't get taken down. So everyone thinks Rafael, when he plants and he kicks Gamrot a minute and a half into the second round, he tears his ACL. And he does. Like, that's probably the last straw on his left knee. But I'm telling you guys, watch back the first round, and there's videos out there. You can probably, you know, Google it, check it out, go on IG. We should probably do something on FightBinS. We should probably put it out there ourselves. But a lot of people, a lot of doctors think he blew out his knee on that, on the takedown defense. And if that's the case, Mataj Gamrot deserves the credit of applying that hold. Like, that's Gamrot implementing his game plan of trying to take down Rafael Fazeev. They are in a fight. Like, I don't understand. Guys, it happened with Conor McGregor, of course. When Poirier checked McGregor's kick, like, we give Poirier credit. Like, why don't we give him credit? At the end of the day, they are fighting. Like, they are, it's a absolute, I hate to use this word, but it is, it's a war in there. Like, in any way possible, you go in there and you get the win. You don't know if it's going to be a submission attempt, a one-round punch, knockout, a Jorge Masvidal knee. You don't know what's going to end the fight. It could just be a Stefan Bonner versus Forrest Griffin war. You just don't know. You just win the fight by any means necessary. Ray Longo talks about it all the time, about Chris Weidman, how that was a part of their game plan, like literally part of their game plan. Ray Longo is one, if not the greatest mixed martial arts coach of the last decade. About Anderson Silva, he was using that kick throughout the last 7-8 fights of that one of the greatest middleweight runs in the history of the sport. Weidman of checking the leg that led to Anderson Silva breaking his leg to Chris Weidman winning the middleweight championship. Like, he does not, like, I don't understand why he doesn't deserve credit. It is what it is. And kind of back to where I'm going with this, why I think Gamrot deserves more credit. It's like, I don't understand why we don't defend. Like, why don't we credit defense more in the UFC and just MMA in general? A lot of people, now we're in 2023, and I know now this guy is kind of, you know, he's fighting YouTubers and he's fighting, you know, just to get paid. But Floyd Money Mayweather is one, if not the greatest boxer of all time. Guys, he's almost known as a defender more than an offensive. Like, oh, he quickly gets into the phone booth, jabs, and then gets out and plays defense. The Philly role, like, he's known as a defender. We love the 85 Bears, the Baltimore Ravens team. We love Ray Lewis to this day, Lawrence Taylor. We love defense. Like, why is it so... why don't we give credit to mixed martial artists, high-level UFC fighters, for having a good defense? Like, I don't understand why. I know it's not fun. I get it. But I don't understand why we don't give really high-level UFC top 10 guys the credit they deserve, like Gamrot, for having a good defense. And that night, that game plan of trying to take him down, to me, caused the injury of Fazeev of blowing out his knee. Of course, I didn't want to see that. I wanted to see 25 minutes. And not even that. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't bet on the fight. I even picked Rafael Fazeev. I thought he was going to win the fight. And I took it in the chin. I was wrong. On the show, we have a betting show every Wednesday night here on Fight Finesse. It's just one of these things, guys. It's because of an injury, we just go straight after the winner. And I think we got to get off that. I think as a MMA community, when there's an injury, let's be smarter than just like, oh, he doesn't discount that. No, there's a reason why that fighter maybe got injured. Let's kind of give it some context. I think Fazeev got injured trying to defend a takedown that Gamrot put on. And if that's the case, there you go. Yair Rodriguez defeated Brian Ortega. He literally got a title shot because of it. So I think Gamrot moves up. Gamrot moves on. It stinks for Fazeev. It looks like he's going to be out 9-12 months. I hope for a healthy recovery. Guy's a monster. I wish nothing but best for both men. But, you know, I just think as a whole, as an MMA community, we should be better of giving credit to a winning fighter due to injury. Usually there's a reason why. If it's the pressure, the anxiety of the other way of not being taken down, or whatever the fact, it could just be the game plan that Longo and Chris Weidman had of checking leg kicks. There's a reason why fighters sometimes get injured in there, and it could be the other partner. So there you go, guys. That's my 10-minute rant of the week. We need to give Gamrot some damn more respect. There you go. Long story short, insane, guys. Hey, real quick, shout out to our guys, Five Bullet Knuckle. They sent out me some nice gear. Look at this camo. I like it. There you go. Uh-oh. We working a little bit over here. Guys, I'm Dave Van Auken, Fight Finesse. We'll check you guys next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.